what do you see as the future of AIs in the prevention and really DCIS setting, assuming it plays out the way we think it's going to play out, a little bit better anti-tumor effect, different toxicity profile? You pointed out, and you were one of the first to point out, I think, that tamoxifen hasn't really sat too well with people, as you just reviewed again. Assuming the AI clinical research data plays out the way we think it will, how do you think it's going to be accepted?
We're all eagerly anticipating the unblinding of STAR. There's no question that the winner, if you'll pardon the expression, of STAR will be compared to an aromatase inhibitor in a head-to-head trial. If raloxifen is found to have a vastly kinder, gentler toxicity profile than tamoxifen, then I think you'll have a real horse race on your hands with the AIs. In my clinical practice right now, there's no question that the AIs are vastly better tolerated than tamoxifen was in the postmenopausal patients. Our surgeons, by the way, are beginning to give first-line endocrine therapy without a mandatory consult from medical oncology. This was a policy change at Memorial a few years ago where our oncologists were really overwhelmed by the volume of invasive carcinomas. And the surgeons took a frontline role, and we get bone density tests on our patients before we start AIs. And that's been very satisfying.
Yeah, it's been interesting. Surgeons, particularly breast surgeons, used to write for tamoxifen routinely. And when the AI started to show the favorable data, I saw a definite hesitation for a while in terms of writing for them. But I guess you're saying that's now changing.
I think it's definitely changing. I think that once surgeons get comfortable with these drugs, tamoxifen has a 40-year head start, so surgeons are sometimes slow to change. But we've done a growing number of cases of neoadjuvant aromatase inhibitors in older patients with larger tumors that are ER positive with really some striking results. And not only can you downsize and downstage the majority of these patients, which leads to a far smaller surgical procedure, there are cases where the tumors go away completely and you are left with someone that you're following very closely. So aromatase inhibitors belong in a breast surgeon's practice and in a breast surgeon's armamentarium.
You mentioned the use of neoadjuvant AIs. Is this in a trial setting, or are you also using it off-study?
Both. We were impressed by the initial work that Mike Dixon published from the UK and did our own in-house small study and really corroborated his findings exactly, both in terms of tumor response rates and patient acceptance.
So have you actually been using this as a way to downstage people the way Mike has, to try
Yes.
to get them to lumpectomy?
Absolutely. Certainly in the older patient population, we've done that. I would qualify it by saying it's not so much to convert that mastectomy patient to a lumpectomy patient as much as to downstage the disease.
Interesting.